My name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. God's love stays constant. It's impossible to escape God's love. My opening prayer, Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right. From the Bible we see what God's nature is like and what his thoughts are about you, or toward you. We see this 1 John 5:18. Jesus carefully watches over and protects you. Messiah's divine presence within you preserves you against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold, get a grip on you, or touch you. We go to Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. We see from these scriptures God has an unselfish concern for you and a willingness to seek the best for you. We go to Genesis 15:1. Don't be in awe, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be exceedingly great. Friends, in awe, we are not to entertain fear or negative situations. We are to be bold, not awed or afraid of them. God is saying, I am your heavenly Father. I set myself up as a protector for you. I am God who does what I do so with great and intense purpose. God emphasizes that he has determined to be your shield, to be with you, to be your savior, to erase your transgressions and not remember your sins anymore. God is very serious about you. You are precious to God. You are his treasure. He only wants the best for you. In Genesis 15:6, and he, Abram, believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for acts of loving kindness or mercy. Go to Romans 4:3. Abram believed God. This was sufficient to bring God's gift of righteousness. When Abraham believed God, this was sufficient to bring about God's gift of righteousness. Friend, it's the same when you believe God and accepting his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, sacrifice on the cross for you and taking him as your Lord and Savior. This will bring God's gift of righteousness to you. It's not by works, friend, but by believing, having faith in Jesus Christ. In John 10:30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Friend, God's love for you was expensive. We see this in John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son. Friend, if you died tonight and God looked at you in the eyes and said, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? It's not about how good a person you have been. That won't matter. You can't get into heaven with good works. None of us are good enough, friend. None of us are. Jesus took all your sin and mine. He never turned anyone away in all of history. It does not matter what you have done or how far you have fallen away from God. I'm telling you, God loves you and that Christ died for you and he is open, and if you'll open up your heart to and receive him, he will come in and set himself up in your heart and give you guidance and direction for the rest of your life. It's the most important decision you will ever make. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's what it says in the Bible. So, friend, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. So get into a good Bible-based church and know you are unique. God has given you a purpose so you can reach your destiny. There is a calling over your life, and know you are precious to God. You are his treasure. In Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed your sin from you. Friend, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. There is now no condemnation. So the Lord has chosen you as his very own. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. God is your Father, and everything is going to be well in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, today's reading here is from Judges 6:12. It says, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. So, the message, what can God do through you? Many people feel inadequate to do anything for God, but God doesn't see you as inadequate. He sees you as complete, lacking nothing in him. In the scripture, Gideon was hiding out from his enemies. He was afraid and didn't feel equipped to do what God had called him to do. Gideon was focused on his circumstances and his limitations, but God was focused on what he could do through Gideon. Gideon felt weak. God saw him strong. Gideon felt unqualified. God saw him competent to do the job. Gideon felt insecure and full of fear. God saw him as fearless and full of boldness. Sure enough, when Gideon obeyed God, against all odds, he ended in victory. You may feel you're average. You may think you're ordinary. But God sees you as a champion. He believes in you. He regards you as strong and courageous, successful, overcoming person. You may not see yourself that way, but that doesn't change God's image of you. God sees you exactly as His Word describes you. Dare to start seeing yourself as God sees you, as a victor. And so my prayer for you, Lord, I pray, Father, thank you for giving them a spirit of boldness. Thank you for giving them a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind as they yield themselves to you, as they yield their heart and mind and whole being. Have your way in them and lead them into your victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver His people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. From the beginning to end, the Bible makes it clear that He has always been God's will for you to be healed, to heal His people. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says, "Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weakness, and distress, and carried our sorrows and pain. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him, and with His stripes that wounded Him, we are healed." Good news, friends. What we have to know today is it was our diseases did He bear. Himself, our pains He carried. Jesus took upon Himself our sicknesses and pains. So it becomes obvious that if He took them, there is no need for you and me to bear them. It clearly states that by His stripes upon His body, we are healed. Matthew 8:2-3. "Then a leper came and worshipped Him, saying, 'Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean.' Jesus reached out His hand and touched him, saying, 'I will be clean.' And immediately the leprosy was cleansed." Well, the leper said to Jesus, "Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean." This is an age-old question that many are still wondering today. I know God can heal me, but will He heal me? When Jesus said, "I will," the Greek word translated "will" actually means to intend, to desire, to take delight in. It's His delight for us to be well, free of sickness, disease, and pain. The Father's intent was for us to be made whole. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Now, here's a testimony here of lepers healed in India. Dr. Richard S. Williams from Geelong in Australia, which is in India, with a team. And this goes on to say in his testimony, "Leprosy is caused by an organism akin to that of tuberculosis, and particularly attacks the nerves and skin. This causes loss of function and particular nerves, resulting in loss of sensation in the skin. I was able to examine many lepers before and after prayer for healing, and in every case noted that hands or fingers which were previously insensitive to touch received an immediate return to sensation after prayer. What particularly interested me was seeing a leper who had been prayed for the previous year still had sensation in his hands and feet and normal skin with no more sores or ulcers. His healing had remained. This return of sensation of nerve function like this, this instant return of sensation, in my opinion, was a miracle. It was a creative miracle that has taken place in the nerves. The Holy Spirit, friends, is contagious goodness. If people are open to Him, you can catch what He is spreading, contagious goodness. The Holy Spirit is spreading contagious goodness. Acts 10:38 declares how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through this, his Spirit who dwells in you. So friends, we see the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken, will make alive your mortal body to heal you. It's Psalm 118:17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 107:19-20. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Friends, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the goodness, the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. God's healing power has never stopped. It's never stopped flowing, and divine healing has not passed away. Healing is for everybody, as the gospel plainly reveals. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So friend, lay your hand on that part of the body that needs healing. The Holy Spirit will quicken, make alive your mortal body to heal. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. He's the Holy Spirit that will manifest himself in your mortal body now. So I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, every emotion, every infirmity, I curse this infirmity in you in Jesus Christ's name. I break the power of it, and I command you to loose them and set them free. Go from them, leave them now. Let the fire of God burn it out of you. Give them a miracle, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven go through these bodies. Give them a creative miracle to be healed and made whole. Fill them, Lord, fill them with your goodness. A miracle. Give them a miracle that they have longed for, Lord. People that are having seizures, let the connection in the brain be healed. I command a creative miracle, you be healed and made whole in that particular area. Let the anointing of heaven flow, be healed and made whole. Creative miracle in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those with pains in the back and the neck and joints, I bind and break your power, and I command that you loose them. Go, set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Give them a miracle. Heal them, which they have longed for, Lord. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Heal that which has been destroyed with a creative miracle in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Eternal organs, I bind and break the power. I command you to loose them and set them free. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them right now, Lord. Right through their bodies right now in Jesus Christ's name. Give them a creative miracle, Lord. Let the fire of God burn out everything that's not of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, your miraculous healing power that's touching them right now. Creative miracles are taking place right now. Thank you, Lord. Cancers, growths, and tumors. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree from the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I break it off you. Let the anointing of heaven fill them right now. Let the anointing fill them. Lord, burn it out. Every single cell of tissue of cancer, I command, Holy Spirit, burn it out of them in Jesus Christ's name. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed and made whole. There specifically is a lady there, you have got tumor in her uterus. You're being healed right now. I break the power of that. Be healed and made whole. It's tormented you. Torment her no more. Leave her. You may feel heat. Some of you may feel the heat as the power of the Holy Ghost comes on them. I've had many times people say the heat. It's healing your body right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You're being healed. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated right now. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Those with a broken heart have been healed. Emotions have been healed. Every sorrow was lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Thank you, Lord, you've healed your people today. You've touched them in a miraculous way. So don't let, friends, don't let fear come upon you. It always distorts the truth. It makes us believe things that we should not believe in. Healing can be instant, but sometimes it takes time. It's progressive. It unfolds over a period of time. But the Bible's very clear. You shall recover. You shall get well. It's faith. Believe. Many times it says to fear not. And to keep your healing, believe you've received, and you shall have. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. You must forgive. God has forgiven you. You must forgive for your own healing and for your own health. You've got to forgive, even if the other party was in the wrong. But you've got to forgive them for your own health's sake. Leave it. Friend, walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friend. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So, today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk today with divine confidence that nothing can be greater than the living power of God within you that is going to heal you and restore you to this day of beginning. The best is yet to be, because the Lord is with you, and nothing can defeat you. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Holy presence is here. Present your afflictions to him this morning. Place your hand on that point in your body that is ailing. Command his life in this room to come into that area. Take authority over that thing which does not belong in you. Wholeness in this room today. In this room today. Wholeness in your mind. I take authority over depression in the name of Jesus. Today, we take authority over cancer cells in the name of Jesus. I command those to dry up and be gone because of your stripes, O Lord. Because of your resurrection, Lord, we have life today. You come with healing in your wings.
Jesus.